listening to the Digital Strips Podcast, the first
and best
webcomics podcast on the planet, and the show demented enough to take winning a bit too far and flay our enemies to make a wine glass we will happily, slovenly drink from. I am your host, and I am eating the mothers of my prophesied antagonists to ensure I am always on top. I am Jason the Midnight Cartooner Sigler. With me as always, he is hiding in bushes to scare people in the hopes that someone will name the pastime after him. He is Steve the Geek Shitty.
That's interesting. I didn't know they sold the mothers of your prophesied antagonist at McDonald's. Or Taco Bell.
I would fight that. But I've had both McDonald's and Taco Bell this past week. So, game recognized game is all I will say.
Hooray, I'm game!
Yeah, I cannot fight these charges. You win this day. Maybe I should change my eating habits.
You won't. I've been making fun of them for over a decade.
All right, short, very brief aside. That I love that McDonald's makes sure I don't eat any more McRibs for the year. When they give me the last one I have is always like the most subpar. Like they forgot the barbecue sauce on these ones. And it was just like, okay, that tasted terrible. I'm done. And they're just like, yay, we got another one.
I think they're actively trying to just like weed them out and not have to bring them back. They have to turn off each one of you McRibates as they can. But
and that works. There was one time I had one that was super burned and it tasted so weird. And I didn't have another one that one year. And so, yeah. Good on you, McDonald's. I was going to say, now Taco Bell, if you could make some bad food. And I'm like, wait a minute.
it's all bad paw down curl here, up. Jason.
Yeah. I'm barking up the wrong tree. So, let's go over to this tree. Let's bark at this one. What's this tree about? Hey, it's a webcomic. And that webcomic is Lessons in Mythology. Lessons in Mythology is brought to us by Pudge, and it is Lessons in Mythology. It's exactly what it says it is. Every single strip is a new mythological character, and we have, let's see, the first ones go through the Roman gods, and then we jump over to Egyptian, and so I think we're with the Roman gods for 100 strips, and then we switch over... Is it Greek? That's right, it was Greek. I think Roman does come later. I think they
occasionally refer to them by their Roman names or talks about how the Greek gods and the Roman gods are kind of, I don't know, the same-ish.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that threw me off, too. That was one where I had to actually do my own research because I'm like, okay, they're mentioning this character. This totally sounds like this character, though. And then I looked it up and was like, oh, they're one and the same. Okay. So that, I mean, you made me do... research, so good on you.
Which is one of the things I really like about this comic, because it encourages tangential learning, which is always awesome. I love it when media inspires me to go read something, either to answer a question or just like find out more. It's like at the end of the cartoons, you're like, you can learn more about this at your local library. Although now yes. My local library actually has books, because I would go to my local library and ask, like, do you have any books about He-Man? And they'd say no, and I'd be screwed.
Done with you, library.
I'm never reading it again. I was looking for.
That actually was me as a kid. I would like look for a book, and they'd be like, oh, sorry, we don't have that one. And it's like, well, then I'm done with the library for, you know, half a year.
I'll come back when maybe you have that one
book. Yes. It's like, we have many other books. Yes, but not the one I was looking for. Thank you. It's like, I hate when that kid comes in. I know.
He's so foul-mouthed for a six-year-old.
You wish. I was a saint as a six-year-old, I bet. Not like the kids these days. Back to mythology. Yes, it is. It is, the way I see it, it is a comic done by somebody who is... super into mythological beings and lore and the crazy, insane things that they did and people that they were, characters that they were, and can draw well enough to give you an idea of what they're talking about. Like, these are not comic strips that are going to wow you with their, oh man, look how they depicted Loki in that comic. It's going to be, no, it's just above stick figure. But it gets the job done. And, I mean, a lot of these characters you know as well. Like, you know, some of the Egyptian gods, a lot of the Norse gods, you know from other things. So I got an idea in my mind what they look like. That's not important. So it's more the facts, I think, the text of this comic that kind of is gripping to me. And just, like you said, learning some of these things maybe for the first time or having them reinforced and learning a new bent on it is fascinating. Because some of the things that these gods did or were known for is just insane. Like I mentioned in the intro, all of those are gods that, you know, that's something about them. And the fact that one would flay his enemy to make a wine glass to drink from, it's like, okay, that's some Edgar Allan Poe stuff.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Now, keep in mind, a lot of this stuff is like the audacious ones are the ones we remember, and that's what's going to stick down through history. So, also, Apollo's not real, so you don't need to worry, Jason. But yeah, I agree. It's fun to get these different takes on it and some unique characters that I am not as familiar with, especially once we got into the Egyptian and the Norse, which I'm less familiar with. That's really when it got fun. But for me, what the comic has a very prominent personality where you're going to know very quickly if you enjoy its company or not. And I did. It was very, like, the same note over and over. So reading the whole thing was a bit much. But on a comic-by-comic basis, I enjoyed the irreverent take on these characters. Where, you know, you've got Hera just telling people not to have babies or take this thing is my favorite running gag of the comic where people are just referred to as this thing over and over again. So
yeah, it is one that it's lessons. So I think it's good for learning in, you know, small doses and also supplemental learning, I would call it, because like you said, there's the ones are crazier and more audacious are the ones you're going to remember. But, you know, as far as I know, the facts about these mythological creatures, you know, the facts, quote unquote, you know, I guess you could fudge the facts in that way. And there are some that, you know, there are people that shout out in the comments like, actually, wasn't this the case with this god? And there's never a response, which is very nice because I don't want to see a Reddit thread of constant people one-upping each other and correcting each other and whatever. But, you know, calling out maybe something that's like, that's not what I heard. That's not what I remember. So don't take it as gospel. But the gods themselves are super entertaining because the crazy things that they did and the crazy things, characters that they were. But yeah, I think just learning it in this way is refreshing. I think there's a lot. Like, there's just so much. Like I said, there's 100 of the Roman Greek, and then 50 of the Egyptian, 50, I think, of the Norse, and I can't remember what we jumped to from there, but I think there's another.
Yeah, we've started group. The Japanese pantheon. Okay. I wonder if they're just going through the Smite pantheons, the different groups they have there, because so far they've all been from there, so if they jump to, like, I don't know, Celtic next, I'm on to you, Pudge. I also played Smite and thought it was a good game.
I mean, that's possible, and I mean,
also, there's only so many cultures you can look at. I mean, there's lots, but there's only so many that will have a lot of traction. You want to do ones that are going to resonate with people, so these are the ones to start with, for sure. And then, the great thing about this comic is there's so many different cultures and so many different mythologies. If they're going to do 50 for each one, they've got material for decades.
Right. Yeah, that's if they want to continue with this and make. I haven't looked, I guess, to see if this has maybe been made into a book. It does feel like it would be the perfect. The format's not great. You could rearrange the panels because it's not anything that really breaks out of a certain format at any point. It's all pretty standard, so you could probably make it into a book pretty easily. But I feel like it would be like the perfect coffee table book. Just like flip open to one, it's like boom. What about this god? Oh, I've heard of them. What? No way. Did you hear this? And like, you're off with the conversation. So yeah, I think it's a home run of a concept, and I can't even say it falters because of the artwork, because it doesn't really. Like it's representative enough, you can tell what's going on. Like if it was crude to the point where it's like, I read what it says there, but that doesn't look like that at all, then that would be a problem. But when it's like, oh, you know, Pan hidden in the bushes, it's like a little guy hiding in bushes. You see fingers like coming out of the bushes. It's like, okay, that's how you would draw that. That's, I can tell what that is. It's good enough. Would it be better with, you know, a more developed art style? Maybe, but I don't think it's necessary. And this is fine by me. Like this is, yeah. It kind of, it also kind of reads to me like I almost hear like a child's voice reading these things to me, which is really messed up in some cases. Because
really,
yeah, just the way it's drawn, you know, it looks kind of like a children's drawing. So it kind of seems like, I don't know. It also makes it a little more messed up in my mind, which I enjoy, because you know I enjoy when things are darker than they need to be. So yeah, but if a child is like reading these things to me in this little cute, sweet voice, it's like, oh no, I can't.
So have you had your kids read it to you? Because that would be an interesting way to consume a comic.
I'd have to pick and choose.
No, use that random button. Come on, grow a pair.
I my wife may not approve. Let me back in the house. I don't know. Depending on what. I didn't want to talk to her about this until 8th grade. Yeah, well, this comic says otherwise.
The random button decides, my love.
All right, so I see you have some screen grabs that you've got there. Can you name one or two that were your absolute favorites, or that are just ones that really stuck out to you for unbelievable reasons?
Just like, I really like the one where Zeus wanted to punish man for having accepted the fire that Prometheus stole. And it shows Zeus thinking, how should I go about punishing man? I know, I'll make a woman. I could just hear the Flintstones laugh track going on after that one. But it works, because that's how Zeus would think. Like, you know what's great but also horrible? Chicks. I'm going to make one to punish this dude. Or these dudes.
Yes, throughout that entire arena of characters, Zeus is just the worst. Every time he shows up, it's like, oh, something terrible's going to happen. And that's Zeus.
Yeah, and yeah. It's kind of, I don't know, it's old hat at this point to focus in on Zeus's philandering. Like, they've been doing that since at least the Adventures of Hercules, when he was kind of like the old bro sitting around. He's always a bro, and I think that's fun. So he's definitely a bro here with a very weird beard.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the drawings that was like, I think I know where the eyes are, but I'm not quite sure. It's like, that's hair. Okay, that's a beard. This is a toga, probably. Yeah, there are some like that where I have to kind of get my bearings of just like, okay, what is this character? What am I looking at here? Okay.
It's not that bad. Like, you could, they're all kind of blobby dudes, but you can tell it's a dude.
Yes. Yes. So, I mean, there's not really a whole lot else to say about this comic. You really should check it out for yourself. You really can. Unless you want to make sure you read about every single god, then you can skip around and read whatever you want. Read about each different pantheon at different times and come back to them. And I think if you teach this kind of stuff in a school setting, I think it'd be really fun to have one or two of these. And you can print them out, you know, maybe have them for your class. Or if you are a professor of this, then you can have them in your office. I think it's ideal for that, of like just having one hanging up somewhere. And you look at it, it's just like, oh man, that's messed up. Did you know this? Like I said, it's the perfect kind of conversation starter. And to just or like, where did you get this? Oh, it's a comic. It's online. Yeah, you can go here and check them out. And they find the Top Us service, and they say, oh, there's other stuff here. Whoa, so much anime where people fall in love. I know.
Then you've ruined their lives.
Yes, exactly. You've ruined another person's life. And aren't you feeling better about that?
But you've made another listener to the Digital Strips podcast. And don't you feel good about that?
You do. You really do. So, do you have any final thoughts?
It's fun. Yeah, subscribe to it. Get it popping up once in a while, and it should fit in just perfectly.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's one that most everybody has heard of some of these characters, these gods, in some way. So I think everybody can take something from it. And, you know, the humor might not be for everybody, but it's also just based on what we know about these characters, the facts that we know or we think we know. So that makes it way more messed up, I think, in a lot of ways. So
don't like this comic? Take it up with the ancient Greeks. Step,
basically. Not our fault. Go talk to Zeus. Well, that will do it for this episode of Digital Strips. If you have any comments about anything we talked about in this episode, or suggestions for future episodes, you can find us on Twitter, as long as that is still standing and not a burning garbage fire, which, let me check, I think it's still working today. For now, you can find us on Twitter. The show is at Digital Strips. I personally am at the Jason Sigler.
I personally am at Idahubbo.
Or if you prefer, you can head on over to our website. That's digitalstrips.com. You can leave us a comment there in the show notes. You can also reach us by email. That email address is digitalstrips@gmail.com. We give special thanks to Chime and Adam Tell for our music. This is from their song Hole, W-H-O-L-E. You can find Hole along with many other great copyright-free songs on YouTube, SoundCloud, and Spotify. If you like this show, I have great news. We do another one. It's a show featuring two guys who have never met in real life, giving each other plenty of reasons to stick to that decision. And that show is called Then You Ruined It. You can find Then You Ruined It along with Digital Strips on pretty much any podcast platform you use. If those platforms allow for reviews, we really appreciate the 5-star reviews. Those are our favorites.
Give me them stars!
Until next time, for Digital Strips, I am Jason the Midnight Cartooner Sigler.
The legend of Steve the Geek Shinny will continue forever into mythology.
Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll see you in the fourth panel, where something terrible is revealed about us, and yet we continue living our lives like nothing happened.
Ooh, I'm in a bush.
Or you ate somebody.
No, I'm just hanging in a bush. Yeah. Shaking them leaves.
Like every fifth comic, somebody gets eaten. Aww. Just like, okay, that's just what they did. When they wanted to make sure their enemies were taken care of, they consumed them. Literally.
Or their semen. Did you read that one?
I was going to leave it right there. I did not.
Okay. Then just leave it at that. Stop dwelling on empty words. Stop stalling.